Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1360, first written May 26, 2015. Psalms 56, verse 8. You've taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not all in your book? I'd like to share some personal insights about my weekend. It was a time of contrast, tears and holding hands. It will fit well with our verse for today. On Saturday, I was honored to conduct a wedding. It was an outdoor, perfect weather type of wedding. Great crowd, beautiful wedding. As the bride was heading down toward me, walking with her father, I looked over at the groom and he had tears rolling down his cheeks. It was so sweet. As the bride stood close, I saw that she too had tears. They held hands. They said their I do's. They kissed. Those tears turned into beautiful smiles as they were congratulated by family and friends. What a great day that was. The next day, Sunday, I preached the evening service. We have a member who was in the hospital and was not doing very well. He was supposed to have been married the day before as well. His first wife had passed away. He moved back to where we are now. He connected with the sweetest lady whose husband had also passed away a while back. They had known each other for years. They would come to the church holding hands. So sweet. I was to do that wedding on the same day as I did the other wedding, but they changed their plans and asked me to be the best man. What an honor. Two weddings on the same day. But last week he got sick. He tanked. He was now in critical condition. I really didn't want to go to the hospital on Sunday evening because I was tired. I tried to talk myself into going the next day, but my conscience wouldn't let me. I went. He was very, very bad. The family was there. There were many, many tears. A medical decision was made, and soon after that, his heart stopped beating. He was gone. His beloved held his hands as his heart stopped. I still have tears as I write this. He was a good man. He was a man of God. This all happened so quickly. Holding hands and tears. On Saturday, it was the beginning of a new journey for a young couple who got married. On Sunday, it was the end of a journey for a soldier of Christ. There are some important lessons through all of this. A church family, like a physical family, often has different emotions and experiences at the same time. One family smiles because a daughter is married. One family cries because a dad passed away. This rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep are not often found very far apart, as I found out that one weekend. The tears of joy and the tears of sorrow are both necessary. One is not more important than the other. It's easy to make one emotion seem of lesser value than the other, but you can't do that. Both are important. Both are a part of life. A family, church, or physical must be there to encourage and support and help one through all these emotions. This can be taxing because of the needs, the prayers, and expressions of love that need to be shared. This is why we must look beyond ourselves. This is why we must be servants of Christ. The drive home late Sunday night, I kept thinking I was so glad that I went to the hospital. Sometimes our hearts and our bodies tell us not today, we'll serve tomorrow. Our heads know otherwise. Our heads realize that folks need us even now. Our passage tells us that God not only recognizes our tears, but that he stores them in a bottle. Save tears. There are a lot of things that people save. Some have become hoarders or pack rats because they save everything. Many people have a certain nightstand or kitchen drawer that's just stuffed with stuff. There are newspaper clippings, those funeral home cards we pick up when we go to a funeral, rubber bands, paper clips, pencils, rulers, ribbons, thumbtacks, and odds and ends that we just know someday we'll need if we can just remember where we put them. I have a jar of coins that I empty my pockets into when I come home at the end of a day. I have in my garage a jar of nails, screws, and metal thingamadoos that I just might need someday. Some write a journal detailing their travels, their events, and feelings on a daily basis. But all of these things, I've never seen a bottle of collected tears. First, they wouldn't last. Tears evaporate. Second, why would we want to save them? Tears of happiness are one thing, but those sad tears, tears when we've hurt someone or disappointed them, tears that come because of sin. It's hard to see someone cry and not to go there yourself. One of the first movies that ever made me really cry was called Brian's Song. There is a scene in which Chicago Bears running back Gale Sayers tells his team about the coming death of their dear friend and fellow running back Brian Piccolo, and then the music plays. The tears flow. So sad. God has saved our tears in a bottle. God remembers. God remembers your hurts, your pains, your failures. Tears from injuries, tears of sadness, tears of joy, tears of remorse. God has been there. You may have felt very alone, but you weren't. He knows and he cares. This day, you're running to people who are on top of the world. They are excited and things are going very well for them. A new house, a new baby, a new job, a new degree, a new car. Happy, smiling, hopeful. Rejoice with them. Thank the Lord for their blessings. There will be others also that you meet that are at the bottom and they feel like their lives have just dropped out. A death and now a funeral. A marriage that is over and now a divorce. A friendship that is toxic and now must end. A sorrow of loss. The guilt of sin. The disastrous feeling of failure. Imagine what the prodigal felt like when he first came to his senses. Sitting in the mud with pigs and dreaming of eating hard, dried pods. Reality finally comes home to him. Look at himself. Look now how low you have sunk. The sin of addiction. Any addiction will do that. The misery, the failure, the tears. Those tears that God has placed in the bottle. Those tears that lead to hope. Those tears that make us remember that God hasn't given up. Those tears that remind us that God is looking for us even today. Weep with those folks. Pray for those folks. Let them know that God hasn't given up on them. Tears and holding hands. The contrast of life. Thank you so much for listening.